Okay, so assalamu alaikum and welcome everybody to our this week's tutorial. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana zidna 'ilma. Amin. Okay, so how is everybody doing? How are you folks doing? Alhamdulillah. I'm hoping that this is Alhamdulillah good, because I'm not seeing Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah in every situation, which we say when things are not going as well. Alhamdulillah in every situation, whether things are going pleasantly or not. Also, I hope that many of you have taken the time to do the homework, which was to cover the ayat that we didn't cover last week. If you haven't, you know where the videos are. And as I said in the message on WhatsApp, I've put the links to everything so that you, to each of the ayat, so that you can easily find what you need, inshallah. Or even if you want, if you like, we did it and you wanted to review. The last one we went really quickly. I admit that I just wanted to get it out there. We didn't take the time to do it interactively, but hopefully you can still benefit. Did anybody? Yes, it's okay. I'm sorry for those who joined later. I'm just my Microsoft Word froze, so I'm just wrapping up my last minute prep so that my file is ready to share. And so that's why I'm talking to you in the meantime. I'm saying all the stuff that I would have said while you're looking at the date for today. So imagine that you're seeing the date for today, or you can even look on your calendar. So how about, did anybody attempt to fill the table themselves, which was not assigned homework, but was available as at extra practice? Did any of you try that out? Are any of you planning to try them? Okay, the homework is posted, so it's just watching videos. So anyways, you'll have to watch the video. One of you, I think, did it and found it useful. So alhamdulillah, I think that was somebody from the morning class. That's okay. If you didn't try it, it was totally optional. I just blanked out the sheet. Okay, so now I'm pretty much ready. You might see on my screen some things that are for me to know and say. It'll be a bit embarrassing, but for me to have my personal notes on the screen, but I will just delete them as we go if we come to that. Okay, so I'm just going to, I just realized that I did not blank out the answers from my screen. So just one more second, please. Okay, I might have to pause from time to time to make the text white. And you might see the text in the background because, I mean, there's colors in the column, but just like don't squint and then you won't see the answers. Okay, so what we're going to do first today, today's all going to be about jumla fi'liya, about present tense, right? That's what we've been doing and that's all what we're going to do today. A lot of practice. The first thing we're going to do is review some essential concepts which we need to understand about status. How many of you are already feel comfortable with the idea of the status when it comes to the present tense? So let me just click Alt H, I think it's to show my. Oh wait, where did you guys go? Okay, Brother Musa, that's not a problem. Okay, Brother Ali, you need some more explanations, right? Okay, so let's do this now. So we know that there's that's because I haven't that's because I'm hiding the answers. All right. Okay, let me share this now. New share. Okay. And we're going to share my whole screen. And now you're going to see everything. Bismillah. Okay. How's this? Are you seeing something now? Okay, can you see this? Can you see February 8th, the date I was telling you about? Okay, let's get started and try and make up for lost time. So today's tutorial is all about the present tense. Oh, that's the chat. Okay, so I'm gonna stop the share. Brother Adage said, Ustad Adage said to stop the share and then start again if people are seeing black boxes. So hopefully. Okay, now I'm seeing you guys. Can you see my whole screen? All right, so the first thing we're going to do is review those concepts and then practice, practice, practice. So the first thing we're going to do is review the issue of status in the present tense fi'l. Now we know that there's over some overlap in the terminology between the ism and the fi'l. What we need to understand is we're going to be looking at these conjugation tables. You're obviously very familiar with the layout. We have our pronouns on the right side. We have our actors here. And then we have our fi'l. Now, for the present tense, what has been done, it's been broken down into columns. So we have a column here, which has the... Is the audio choppy for everybody? Okay, two people. How choppy is it? Are you understanding me? Okay, it might have to do with individual devices. If you're able to switch to, what I do is my computer, sometimes the audio is not so great. So I actually I open Zoom on my phone and I use the audio from that and my computer screen because I need like more screen real estate. So if you have a mobile device that might help you out a little bit. Okay, so let's go back to the table. So we can see here that it's been divided into three categories. Ignore the last column. I was typing something there. So we have this column. What's in common with this column? This column is the column for what? Ah, sorry about that. But Sister Mariam, you said that your sound is very good, so that's okay. So what's in this column here? What do these five have in common? Ah, yes, actually all of them have that in common. They're all present tense. But what's in common here? Okay. Dhamma, yeah, dhamma. Dhamma is something that's in common, but is the Dhamma going to stay there all the time? No, right? What they have in common is this. This is the hidden pronoun column, all right? This is the al-af'al al-khamsa, the five fi'ls. Af'al is the plural of fi'l. It's not the plural of fi'l. It's the five fi'l, right? So I know there's six listed here, but two of them are the same. So this here is the hidden pronoun column, and this here is al-af'al al-khamsa column, and here is the plural feminine, but we haven't done this yet, so we're going to ignore this column for today. All right, so the change from the default status is what in Arabic, in present tense Arabic verbs? The default status is? Excellent, marfu. So what makes a fi'l change from marfu to something else? There's one thing that's acting on it. I shouldn't say acting because now we're going to get confused with actor. There's one thing that's affecting it. Here's a hint, it comes in front. What's the thing that causes the change? Not the change, but what's the thing that causes the change? What's the cataclysm? Okay, we're going to do this review because it's going to help us get things organized. The thing that makes the change happen is a harf. There's two types of harf that will make a present tense change status. Okay, so we're going to talk about the harfs in a moment, Well, right now, we're going to, well, I can mention it. There's the harf of nasb, well, that will make it mansub, and then there's a harf of jazm that will make it majzum. Everybody with me so far? There's a harf, one of these harfs in front of the fi'l, it changes. Okay, so the nature of the change depends on which column the fi'l is located in. Okay, the changes from default marfu status to mansub status or majzum status depends on which of these three columns the fi'l is located. The first column, the change from marfu status, there's obviously no change from marfu to marfu. The change from marfu to mansub status, what happens in this column? Yeah, I can increase the audio more. What happens in this column? It changes from dhamma to fatha. Good? When the marfu verb has a harf of nasb in front of it, the ending changes from dhamma to fatha. Everybody agrees? Okay, that sounds good. All right, now if the change is happening in the second column, al-af'al al-khamsa, there's a harf of nasb, it makes it mansub. What's going to be the change? If it's mansub, you drop the noon. Excellent. Now let's go back to our first column with the hidden pronouns. If there's a harf of jazm and it's majzum, what's the change going to happen? What's the change that's going to happen? The ending is going to change from dhamma to sukoon. Exactly. And something very familiar, the second column, al-af'al al-khamsa, the noon is going to be dropped. Jazakallahu khairan for the Arabic sukoon. It's looking very nice. It looks actually very similar to mine. Good job. So the noon is dropped. Okay, so the second column, there's only one change that's going on. So the first column, we need to memorize two changes. Mansub, fatha, majzum, dhamma. Second column, drop the noon. That's it. And then we're going to learn about the third column for feminine plural later on. All right, so these are the changes that happen with the status. I wanted to put them all together. You'll have these notes to go back to. If you want to write something right now in your notes, then that's good as well. So what we're going to do now is now that we've talked about what the three statuses are and how they change, now we're ready to look at our tables. The first table we're going to do is we're going to practice the conjugation with the, just one moment while I scroll down to today's instructions that I have. We're going to read the table, the marfu table. So if you can unmute yourselves, we're going to read the table together. I'll read the words first and then you'll repeat after me. So take a moment to unmute yourselves. If you want to type them up, that's up to you. It's just easiest to say it. If you're able to unmute yourself, you can avail yourself of that opportunity to practice. All right. So what we're going to do first is go through this table. This table is on page 55 of your textbook. Are you seeing everything okay? Maybe I should, I should put it a little bit more narrow because the table is like really spread, very wide. How would I do this now? Ah, the annotate thing. Okay. I've got the annotate thing on, the little red blinker, and it's preventing me from using the mouse. Okay. Today the technology is not wanting to be my friend. I don't know why everything's so slow. All right. So are we able to see the whole table okay? Okay. Who do I have with me here? Unmuted. I can hear one person. Okay, everybody else? Okay, bismillah, let's start. So, We're going to do this table, which is from our textbook, and the verb we're going to do, actually, this is the textbook. Sorry. I'm very sorry. Okay, this is the file that I meant to resize. I am sorry about that. So we're going to do marfu status, root, ayn, lam, mim. There's no harf, obviously, because it's marfu. So we'll start. Bismillah. He knows. Ya'lamu.
Ya'lamu.
They both know. Ya'lamani.
Ya'lamani.
They know. Ya'lamuna.
Ya'lamuna.
She knows. Ta'lamu.
Ta'lamu.
They both female know. Ta'lamani.
Ta'lamani.
And we're going to ignore the third column for now. So we're going to skip to you know, which is also ta'lamu.
Ta'lamu.
You both know, also ta'lamani.
Ta'lamani.
You all know, ta'lamuna.
Ta'lamuna.
You, one female knows, you one female know, no S. Ta'lamina.
Ta'lamina.
You all female, we will skip. I know, a'lamu.
A'lamu.
And we know, na'lamu.
Na'lamu.
Yeah, I think the table is quite, Jazakallah khan, brother, for participating orally. I don't know if your voice is the only one that's coming, that I'm supposed to be hearing, but Jazakallah khair, that was very nice of you to participate orally. Guys, where are the written answers? Did I forget to mention to type your answers if you're not reading it orally? I must have forgotten to do that. Okay, can everybody hear me okay? Was Sister Mariam, was the voice cutting off because we were all talking together? Brother, I'm just going to mute you in case this is, I'm going to mute everybody else. Okay. Okay, is my voice still cutting off? Because the voice does cut off when we're all unmuted together. Okay. All right. Okay, bismillah. So now what we're going to do, and I'm sorry about this, we're not working very fast because of my technical difficulties. But how are you feeling about this table? Everything's okay so far? Yeah, the sound quality is not going to be great when we're all unmuted. Okay, excellent. So let's step it up. The next thing we're going to do, I'm just scrolling down on this I'm using my husband's old computer to have my teaching notes, and it's very old, so it scrolls at its own pace. Okay, so now before we start the next table, let's remind ourselves what change we're going to have here. In this column, we're going to have the lamma is going to change to what? Lamma in this column is going to change to what? Yes. Okay. And excellent. And the other column, what's the change going to happen? Yes, we're going to drop the noon. Exactly. Okay, so the next one we're going to do together. If you can send me what we're going to do for the next one, okay? We're going to do mansub. We're going to do the same root, ayn, lam, mim. And we're going to do it with the harf lan. Now the harf lan means will not, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the harf. Please don't look at, because I would have had to change the text to like beige and blue and all that, and I did not have time to do that. So just don't look at the white, please. That would be cheating. So I'm going to say the harf, and then you unmute yourself and tell me the fi'l, or type your answer. You can send your answer to everyone in the chat box. So bismillah, let's start. Before actually we start, will not, lan, Okay, this harf, it's going to push the meaning to the future. However, we're not going to say it's a future tense verb. It's still a present tense fi'l. The root is عين لام ميم. I need to make this taller, I think. Taller, but not wider. I think it's too difficult when it's really spread very wide. Okay, so عين لام ميم. And what we're going to do is it's with lan. Lan is going to change the meaning to the future tense, but we're not going to the future, but we're not going to say it's the present tense future. It is still, we're not going to say it's a future tense verb. It is still a present tense verb. Only the meaning will change to the future. So we're going to say the first one, we're going to say he will not know. He will not know is lan. Okay, you can unmute yourself or type the answer. Lan. Good. Lan ya'lama. Okay, they both will not know. Okay, excellent. So what's happening here? Our noon is going away, but our two count, oh my goodness, our two count alif is not going away, right? So we're going to say yan lan ya'lama, and I was going to tell everybody who's unmuted to make sure to get a good stretch, yan lan ya'lama, so we can see.
Ya'lama.
Yes, with a good stretch so that we can see that it's dual, because otherwise it's just going to sound exactly like the singular. Okay, thirdly, they will not know. Lan
ya'lamu. Lan ya'lamu.
Yes, exactly. Lan ya'lamu, as it's being said and written, mashallah, and we're adding alif al-raqaya to protect the waw from getting confused with anything that comes after, because the waw has that weakness. So lan ya'lamu, two count stretch. Okay, she will not know.
Lan ta'lama.
Lan
ta'lama.
Okay, let's wait for a few written answers too. Okay, guys, the first column here has a hint, okay? Third person starts with. Oh, sorry. No. Why is this here? Why? Okay, maybe in general. I don't know. I don't know if I would have put this here. Anyways, it's there. So let's just use it for the he version. Okay, so yes, lan ta'lama. Sorry, I got confused by the table. All right. And they, both of the women knew. They both female knew. Sorry, they both female will not know. Oh my goodness. I've said the word sorry too much. I'm going to stop apologizing. It's getting old. I'm just going to make mistakes and move on. Hopefully I'm done with the mistake. But
lan ta'lama. Lan ta'lama.
All right. All of them. All of the women will not know. They will not know. We're going to do that next time. One guy, you will not know.
لن تعلم.
Okay. I've got two لن تعلمas. Actually, yeah. Okay, لن تعلم. All right, excellent. And then you both of you, male or female, will not know. You both
لن
will
تعلم.
Not know. لن, okay, there's a few letters there missing, Sister Afroza. لن تعلم.
لن تعلم.
Yes, very good. And you all.
لن تعلم.
Okay, I'm seeing that nice stretch. لن تعلم. All right. Now you all, you female, you
لن
one female.
لن تعلمي.
Okay. What did the writer say?
لن تعلمي.
لن تعلمي. All right. Yeah. Brother, can you tell me your name? Because I can't see the who's unmuted here.
Ali.
Brother Ali. Oh, yes. Mashallah. So I saw you this morning too. Mashallah. You're
yeah, taking... because you know, I have to put efforts. Otherwise,
oh, mashallah. Very
it's not
good
going
idea.
To be easy.
Very good idea. I can see you worked very hard this morning, and I can see the impact you're doing. You're getting your answers perfectly every time tonight, mashallah. Uh-huh. You were doing well this morning too. Okay, so now next we are going to do first person. So I will not know.
لن أعلم.
Anybody else? And we've got consensus. لن أعلم. And we will not know. We will not know what exercise will come next.
لن نعلم.
لن نعلم. Actually, I think we can guess what exercise is going to come next. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to look at the مجزوم table. We're going to, again, use the same root. عين لام ميم. The half we're going to use this time is in.
لم.
In. Yeah, we're changing things up a little bit. So in means, okay, I'm hiding it. In means what?
Did not. Might,
that would be lam. Okay, let's learn. In means if. Okay?
In means if.
When we say insha'Allah, right? We say if Allah willed, insha'Allah. So this in here means if. Okay? And what's the effect of in? What effect does the in does in have? You can tell me the grammatical effect or the meaning effect. Okay, let me be more precise. What effect does it have on the status? It makes the status?
Majzoom.
Majzoom. Yes, so inna comes with ism. Sister Afroza, inna comes with ism. In comes with fi'il. Right now we're only talking about in. Inna is a different animal altogether. Okay, so the status will change to mazoom. Oh my goodness, majzoom.
Majzoom.
I've been working on this too much today. So what effect does it have on the meaning? If we said earlier that lan pushes the meaning to the future, does in have anything to do with the meaning? No, it does not. It's not going to change the meaning to the future or the past. Okay, so we can ignore it. So this is not going to be a concern in this part of our table. Okay, so let's do the same thing. I'm only going to say the English and you're going to tell me the whole thing with the half. So the, if he knows, you can say it or you can type it.
In alima.
Oh, that would be past tense. Let's remember that it's going to have the effect of being majzoom.
In ya'lamuha.
Okay, we're talking about he. Okay, mashallah, Sister Maryam. Sister Maria. Sorry. Okay, I think maybe I'll show this one so that we can see. Okay, the first one here.
In ya'lam.
Yes. Maybe I'm going to zoom in a little bit if that helps. In ya'lam.
In ya'lam.
Okay, sorry, it's changing. I just realized it's zooming the entire sheet. So in ya'lam. Okay,
in
so we're seeing that sukun. Is it everybody who added a u or a, is everybody understanding now? Majzoom is going to have the sukun, right? We're just adding in front. That's all. Yes, of course, you can type privately if you prefer. Just as long as you're participating. And I really encourage you to unmute yourself. Not only does it, it's very fast for me to hear you, but it's less typing for me to monitor at the same time. Helps me with the multitasking. Okay, so let's go with if they both know.
In ya'lama.
Okay, guys. Okay. I got a in ya'lama with a big stretch. Okay, Sister Afroza, not so fast, not yet. In ya'lama. Now it's time. Okay, yes, the sister, yeah, that's okay. Since you're in public, you can type for sure. Okay, if they know, now it's time.
In ya'lamu.
Now it's time for in ya'lamu. Correct. Okay. If she knows.
In ta'lam.
Excellent.
إن تعلم.
Okay. Very good. If they both, if the both of the females know, both women know.
إن تعلم.
Okay. If they both know. إن تعلم.
إن تعلم.
Okay, so we said that one. This one we're skipping. If you know, one guy.
إن تعلم.
Brother Ali, don't add all those as because there's no alif. Okay, because you have إن تعلم.
إن تعلم.
إن تعلم. That's
إن
right.
تعلم.
That's right. Yeah, there's no alif here. Yeah, we don't want to invent some words. There's enough for us to memorize as it is. Okay, so if you both women know.
إن تعلم.
Oh, women or men, sorry. Yes, so we said this one earlier. It's the same. Thou, if you all know.
إن تعلموا.
Does anybody recognize this from the Quran? Sometimes it says, إن كنتم تعلموا.
إن كنتم تعلموا.
Right? Okay. If you, one female, know.
إن تعلمي.
This one is less common because not many females are addressed singularly in the Quran. Okay, so yes, I'm seeing إن تعلمي and I'm hearing إن تعلمي. This is correct. And the last two, first person, if I know.
إن أعلم.
All right, in a'lam is correct. And lastly,
in na'lam.
If we know,
in na'lam.
In na'lam, yes, correct. Excellent. All right, so that was our practice with the verb that is in the textbook. So the purpose of the tutorial is practice, 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 right? So I'm going to leave the marfu table on my screen as a guide, and I'm going to give you a different route. And what you're going to do is you're going to fill it in with the default marfu status. Actually, you know what? No, we're not going to do that because you guys are good with marfu. So we're going to just read it out together, and I'm going to have to type, have you type it up. Or say it. I'm gonna have you type it up for the ones that are affected by the huruf. So our next route is Jazakallahu khairan for sharing the ayah. Okay, can you just type me the word that you want me to check? Okay, yes, I can see at the end of the ayah. Ta'lamuna, mashallah. That we are just. So, what does ta'lamuna mean? Yes, and there's a la in front, right? So, you all say against Allah what you all do not know. So, may Allah protect us from doing that, which is a very bad thing to do. So what we're going to do now, we're going to switch to, go back to marfu, do root, noon, sad, ra. There's obviously no harf affecting it. So what we're going to do here, can I get more volunteers, please, to unmute themselves, those who are not in public. And then the other ones, you can just send me, we're going to do third person right now. So you can send me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? You can type those up, and otherwise we will say them together. So what does this mean? Actually, you're not supposed to be saying that. Pretend you didn't see that just now. I'm just going to show you the first one. What does this mean?
أسرى ينصر.
Okay, ينصر. What is the meaning with a full translation with the actor? Present tense meaning with the actor?
He helps.
Yes, mashallah, he helps. All right, excellent. Okay, so let's do this together. You can send me by typing the first five as we go along. So he helps. Yansuru. Now you tell me they both help. Actually, you can type up all the five. I'm going to give you a moment. Sorry, we should actually be having, okay, this one on the left so that you can see the pattern, and this one on the right. Oh, where did it go? Where is page 55 gone? Yes, we're doing marfu. Where did it go? Okay, here. Okay, now you can see them. We're doing yansuru. Send me the first five. He helps, they both help, they help, she helps, they both. Female help. I know I said we'll do it for Mansoob, but I think it's better to do it in order. Okay. Okay, Sister Afroza, if you have another, like they're both on the screen at the same time. I don't have two. Are you talking about typing? You can't type and look at the same time? Okay, then if you have printed the textbook, you can open it. Okay, let me look at the answers. Okay, so I should be seeing five. Okay, Sister Maria, I think you started at the one that is not shown on the screen. Try again, Sister Maria. Brother Adi, you're missing some vowels. You're missing some alifs and one kasra. Can you spot them? Okay, so let's take it up so that we have enough time to practice. Okay, the Noon at the end, Brother Ali has to have something on it. It can't just, can't be with the sukoon. You see what I mean? Yansurun, something is missing. Okay, so let's go through it together. So yansuru, he helps, yansuru, they both help, yansurani. Sorry. This is not working anymore. Yeah, there you go. Yansurani. They help Yansuruna.
Yansuruna.
She helps Tansuru.
Tansuru.
They both help Tansurani. You help. Tansuru. You both help. Tansurani.
Tansurani.
You all help.
Tansuruna.
Tansuruna. One female helps. Tansurina. Tansurina. The other way around. Tansurina.
Tansurina.
The way I remember is like, you know, there are some girls who are named Mina, some girls who are named Lina. So I remember the name Lina. That's my trick. You one girl, Lina. Tansurina. Right? It rhymes. I help. Ansuru.
Ansuru.
We help.
Nansuru.
Okay. Let's move on. Now I'm not getting, alhamdulillah, we've got a good group today, 12 people. I'm not getting much responses. I really would like more people to, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to send the answers, because this is what the tutorial is about, right? It's all about practice. And it's not just practice, it's supervised practice, so that you can get the instructor's feedback, right? So maybe some of you were preparing for Mansub. I don't know. Okay, so what I'd like you to do, yes. Very good, Sister Samar. Okay, Sister Mahdia, very good. Okay, guys, copy and paste. Whoever has, if there's good answers on the screen, or you sent a good answer, copy and paste, because you know very well that there's not going to be much difference when we go through Mansub, because we're keeping the same root, alhamdulillah. We're going to do Mansub, root Nun Sadra again. The harf that we have now is An. What is the meaning of An? In the textbook, it says two. The word two is a little bit awkward to use. It also means that. So we're going, for the purpose of translation, we're going to use that, right? So this harf is going to do what to the meaning? It's not going to change the tense. It's just going to change it to mansub. Okay, that's okay, because it was, Sister Maria, it was already on the screen. So that's okay, right? So we're going to do mansub with an. So instead of nansuru, instead of yansuru, we're going to have an.
Suru. Ansur.
Sorry, we're going to have an is our harf, not our fi'l, right? So let's go ahead, send the answer as we go along, or say it along, say it at the same time. Okay, so the first, we're doing the same verb, but we're adding an in front, right? So, and it means that. So that he knows. That he knows.
Ansura.
Well, you need to say the harf first, right? So an.
Yansura.
Or type the harf. Okay. So an yansura. Okay, so that's the first one. Okay, send me the next two. They both know that they know. Or you can send me the whole thing if some of you want to do that. Don't forget your harf. Okay. I think some answers are still coming from the previous table. Okay, if you don't want to write an every time, at least write it in the first, at the beginning of your line, because I'm still getting some marfu answers from the previous table. So I want to know that we're on the same page here. Okay, I think I know what the problem is. I need to scroll on the left. That might help. Because some people are doing past tense. Excellent, Sister Mahdia, that's perfect. to Nadia, that's perfect. Okay. I'm seeing some interesting things with Taz at the end. There's some merging of the past and the present in our conjugation. Sister Samar, how many start with ya? We can just ignore this column here, right? We're not looking at the column on the left. Okay. Yes. So you had your ta, I think, was coming in too early. All right. Okay. I'm seeing good answers. Sorry if I didn't call you out by name. We're going to take it up. We've got 6 minutes left and about 40 minutes of work left to do. So my apologies for that. We're just going to take it up right now. So we're doing that he helps an yansura. That they both help. That they both help an yansura.
Yansura.
That they help an yansuru. That she helps an tansura.
An tansura.
That they both help an tansura.
An tansura.
That you help an tansura. Same thing as this one, right?
Yeah.
That you both help, male or female, and tansura, same as this one, right? These two. I hope you guys see how much of a lag there is because I'm clicking, I'm telling it go black, and it's not listening to me. So let's take a moment to make dua. Oh Allah, help the tech make work with us. Ameen. You all, that you all help. My screen just blinked actually. That you all help and tansuru. That you, one female help.
Antansuri.
Here's our friend Lena. She got shortened to Lee. Antansuri. That I help. Antansuru. Antansuru. And that we help. That we help.
Antansuru.
Yes. So if we were doing this with tajweed, we'd have to say an-nansuru, but there's no tajweed when outside of the Quran. So I told it to go black. There it is. An-nansura. Okay. So I think I said an-nansuru. I should have said an-nansura. 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 If I made a mistake, I apologize. Next, we're going to look at it majzum, root, nun sad ra. And the harf is lam. This time, this is the one that was mentioned earlier. It means did not. Okay. So what I'm going to do this time, it's going to be different. I've just copied the table from here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the changes live so that we can see exactly, how little bit of a change there is, right? Between mansub and majzum. So we're doing majzum now. Okay. So the first one, he did not know. Obviously, we can see here, this harf is pushing the meaning to the past tense. Does that mean that it is a present tense verb? Can I get your answers here? Does that mean does that mean this is a past tense verse?
No.
Verb. No. Only the meaning is past, right? The meaning has been pushed to the past. So, lam, yansu, what goes after lam?
Lam yansu.
Yes, perfect. Okay. Lam yansur.
Sure.
I have to switch to Arabic. And then they both did not help.
Lam yansura.
Okay, sorry about that sukun there. Lam yansura. Now, am I changing anything at the end?
No.
No. They did not help. They did not help. Lam yansuru. Am I doing anything at the end?
No.
Okay, just will this sukun just go in its place? Okay, next one. Hopefully this sukun will cooperate because this is she did not help.
Lam tansur.
Lam tansur. We don't want to put an A at the end. We don't want to put an A at the end because this is majzoom.
Oh.
Right? We want a sukun. Majzoom, a sukun. Would be nice if they rhymed. Okay, they both, female, did not help. They both did not help. Lam tansura. Right? No change. Here, you did not help.
Lam tansura.
Tansura? Or lam tansur with a sukun, right?
Lam tansur.
Yes. Okay. Here, next we've got you both did not help. Lam tansura. No change at the end. And here you all did not help. Lam tansuru. And you, one female, did not help. Lam tansuri. No change here. And then I did not help. Lam
ansur.
Very good. Sorry, where is it? Sister Reshma, did I make a typo, Sister Reshma? And then lastly, we did not help. Lam.
Lam tansur. Lam nansur.
Yes. All right. Okay, so now we've got some practice done. Alhamdulillah, this was our main task for today. We talked about the status. We did our practice. We've got, I'm going to have to do the same thing as I did before, officially thank everybody for coming because we have run out of time. We are at 9 o'clock. There's some more practice that we can do for whoever can. The ra is missing. Lam yansur. Where? Can you tell me which pronoun, please? The first one? Oh, yes, I deleted too many things. Thank you very much. Ra sukun. Yes. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. All right, so there's some more practice. Okay, we were going to play our... please do not look at the screen. Don't look. We're going to have our how do you say activity. If you can stay, wonderful. If you can't, you can watch the recording or at least you got the chance to do the main practice. Okay. So jazakumullah khairan everybody for coming. Please, those of you who can stay, the next thing we're going to do is build some sentences. Okay. So if you can send me the translation of the sentence "he helps" as a private message. Okay, now we're going to unmute everybody but me at this point. JazakAllah khair for participating orally. Okay, so if everybody can send me the translation of "he helps," I'm going to stop my screen share just for a little moment. Sorry, I forgot to hide the answers. That was not good. That makes it too easy. You guys can do more work than that. Okay. So everybody can see my screen okay, hopefully. Yeah, just send it to me. Just type it to me. Okay. So that's good. So he helps. Tansuru. Now, how do you say the sentence? She helps. Any moment now, my computer is actually going to show us the answer. Okay, how do you say the sentence? She helps. Very good. Okay. And how do you say you help? It's a little bit harder because we're not just focusing on the table and just mimicking the table. Okay. Very good. I'm seeing, let's not put the double O, Sister Nadia, because that would make it something else. If you can tell me what that would make it, that would be good. Okay, so next one, we're going to do I help. Oh, we don't want it majzoom, Sister Mariam. There's nothing in front to make it majzoom. No word in front. Can you type it again? Brother Ali, there's nothing in front to make it mansoob. Okay, the correct answer is ansuru. Yes, Sister Nadia, exactly. Good job. Nansuru. Oh, okay. Nansuru means we help. We help is nansuru. Sorry about that. I made a mistake. Okay, so they help now. Out of the table. Can you figure out what they help is? We're thinking outside the box. Did I just say it again? Okay. Oh, I said the previous one, yes. Yansuruna. Okay. Last one, you all help. You all help me move on to the next activity. One more. Oh, Sister Afroza, what's your beginning? Oh no, yes. Sister Mariam, that doesn't exist. No. Oh, sorry, it was for they help. Okay. Let's do the last one. Everybody who hasn't sent the answer, send me the answer for you all help. Tansuruna. Okay, good. Okay, so now one thing we did tonight is we talked about a lot of harfs, right? And it's important that we don't get our harfs confused, because how are we going to know if it's majzoom or mansoob if we don't know which harf is which, right? Does anybody get confused? I used to get confused. I had to make some tricks. Some mnemonic devices. Now, a mnemonic device, for you who's not, anybody who's not familiar with the term, a mnemonic device is a mental trick, it's a memory aid, right? So I have, and this is not by any stretch of the imagination, a grammatical rule. It is only my own trick that I'm sharing with you because I like you guys. And my job is to make things easy for you. Hopefully this will help. This is my mnemonic device. Right, to avoid confusing an with in, and to avoid confusing lan with lam. I don't know if that's the pairings that confuse you guys, but that's what used to confuse me, right? So then I noticed, after looking at them and trying to stare and find some sort of link, I noticed that nasb starts with n, an ends with n, and lan ends with n. Now the thing about an and lan is they both rhyme together. So the two that rhyme together, After the tutorial, yes, inshallah. So we have the two that rhyme here, an and lan. They both finish with the n sound. And notice in also finishes with an n sound, but it doesn't rhyme. So an and lan both share the n sound with nasb. So they rhyme together and they happen to share a sound with the harf type, nasb, and the word never. Because one way to say this is will not, another way of saying is will never, right? Lan yu'minu, they will never believe, never. So nasb, never, and lan. So that's my mnemonic device. Take it or leave it. That's totally up to you. Again, this is not part of the grammar. And I don't want you to get confused because I put these noons in orange. These noons have nothing to do with the ones that disappear in our tables. They have nothing to do with that, right? So don't get confused. This is just my own trick. Hopefully this is very clear to everybody. And however, there is something that you should know. In the Arabic language, noon is a very special letter. It will star in many of your grammar lessons. It's a very special letter, and you will hear a lot about noon in the future. So now that we've sorted out which, this one here, lan, will never, that negates what's going to happen in the future, whereas lam, I talked about this side, but then the other side, okay? The half of jazm, the one that sounds like an is actually in. Well, it's the other one. It's not the one that rhymes. It's not the one from this pair here, right? It's the other one. And lam, it's not the other one. So just if you remember here that nasb is an and lan, then when you see in and lam, you remember, oh, okay, this is the other one. So that's jazm. Okay, Sister Maryam, I'm sorry if that made you confused. I hope it did help some people. My purpose is to help you remember which one is nasib. Nasib is an lan. Nasib and lan. If you can memorize that, nasib and lan, that's fine. If you can't memorize it because it's confusing you, just skip that part in the notes. Just pretend you did not see it. But we need to remember that nasib, lan is a harf of nasb because the other one is a harf of jazm. Okay, so now how do you say, you should not be seeing this. Okay, well, this is going to be our example. How do you say the sentence, I did not know? So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to state our harf, right? The harf did not, that's why we just looked at this, did not, that's lam. Everybody okay with that? Did not is lam? That part is okay? Okay, did not is lam, right? So I did not know. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to state the harf, lam, because the harf comes first, right? So we have to start with it. Then we're going to add the fi'l, which is affected by this harf. Here, our fi'l with our pronoun inside is a'lam. Well, actually, this is a hidden pronoun. A'lamu, right? Lam a'lamu. But since lam is a harf of jazm, we have to put the proper ending. We have to have the proper the appropriate ending. So a'lamu will become a'lam, lam a'lam. Okay, this here sometimes it will be a harf that's not got a negative meaning, like an, it just means that, right? But here if it's a negative harf, we have to also negate the fi'l, okay? So this one here is I did not know. So that negates with the meaning of the past. Lam negates with the meaning of the past, and lan negates with the meaning of the future. So just remember, first you're going to translate the harf, then you're going to translate the fi'l, and you're going to put the proper ending at the end. Okay? You would especially need to know this part here about the negation if I was telling you to translate this to the English. But right now, it's going to be easier. You just have to put the harf, and you just have to put the fi'l. Okay? So how do you say, I did not know? We just did that one. Okay, so you can write the answer for me. It's hidden up there, so you can just write it. I did not know. Okay, you can send me as a private message so everybody feels comfortable participating. Okay, This is very good. Everybody's answer is perfect, mashallah. I did not know. Lam a'lam. Oops. Lam also needs to get black. Okay. Now we're switching it up with the verb help. You, one guy, did not help. Right? So first translate your harf. What's the harf for did not? Translate that first. And then you help. Remember we did the table earlier? Yansuru. Okay, Sister Froza, we're doing help this time. Okay, Sister Samar, it's you, not he. Sister Nadia, that's perfect. That's okay, Sister Froza, just try again. Sister Mariam, you. We are not doing I anymore. Now, this here, it's always harder when we're composing, right, than when we're reading. So this is challenging, and you have to multitask. You have to think about a lot of things, right? So that's why I gave you these steps here to help give you some guidance as to what you need to do. So you've first put your harf. Now, some of you are writing lan, but this is lam, lam. Did not, right? Remember, an lan, that's for the future. Did not is for the past. So we're doing lam here. We're doing, right now, we're doing mansub sentences, right? So did not, did not, did not, did not. So your harf is not going to change right now. So lam, that part, most of you are getting that part, okay? Make sure you're looking at the right verb. Don't write no, write help. Make sure that your verb is mansub. Okay, so I've got seen a lot of good answers, mashallah. There, this is mansub. Oh my goodness. What's happening here? Hold on, hold on, hold on. This is majzum. I got my titles mixed up. Sorry about that, guys. And I invented a word. I said manzoom. I said, okay, I don't know what the computer is. It was in Arabic. Majzoom. Okay. All right. Majzoom. So we're doing majzoom now, which means I have to change my title for the other one here. Okay. Here we're going to do mansub. All right. Okay. So you did not help lam yansur. She did not. I'm used to doing mansub first. I didn't realize that the Imam Adi this morning had switched it up. It threw me a curveball and I didn't even notice. Okay, so she did not know. Oh, sorry. I don't know if I gave you a chance to write it. Lam ta'lam. Sorry about that. You can write the last one. They did not help. They did not help. Okay, first you're going to write your harf. By now we probably know which harf goes. Did not. Lam did not. Help. So they help. The Arabic will be did not they help. And for bonus points, although we're not doing marks, you can tell me what's going to come at the end of the word. If you've already sent your answer, you can send me another message saying what's going to come at the end of the Arabic. Okay, Sister Nadia, that's correct. Sister Samar, look at the pronoun again. Sister Mahdia, that's correct. Oh, Sister Nadia, the different kind of alif. You're thinking about the one at the beginning of the command tense. Sister Mariam, good attempt with the Oh, okay. That's for the previous one. Jazakallahu khairan. Okay, supporting the alif that you mentioned. That's the one that's not. Oh, okay. Let's just call it protecting. I don't think support. I don't know that we could call it supporting. I don't know if some people call it that, but I wouldn't be comfortable with doing that. I can see somebody saying protector alif. That would be very good. Yes. Okay. Protector. Okay. So let's look and see who was correct. As soon as the computer cooperates and starts doing. Okay. Apparently I told it I want the word bold. I just want the word black. That's it. Okay. All right. Lam yansuru with alif al-wiqaya. All right. Now, how do you say, we're switching to mansub, I will not help. Now, can you send me first? What is will not? Actually, no, you can send me the whole thing. I will not help. Okay. And lan, this is, we're doing mansub finally. This. So we're doing will not, so lan. The pronoun, Sister Mahia, Sister Samar, that's perfect. Sister Afroza, the harf needs switching. Sister Maria, the harf needs switching. Sister Mariam, that's perfect. Sister Nadia, that's also perfect. Sister Afroza, and that is a perfect answer. Oh, I'm sorry. Change your huff. What did you have earlier? You've got your verb is okay. Your fi'l is okay. You just need to change the huff. Sister Afroza. Sister Maria, you can try again. I'm going to put the answer on the screen and everybody can see. I will not help. Lan, will not. Ansura, I help. Lan ansura, I will not help. So we see our huff of nasb here and we see that the ending is a mansub ending. Does that make sense to everybody? Lan, okay. Ansura, ansuru on its own. Lan ansura. Okay, so if I say it in marfu, mansub and majzum status, one after the other, it will be ansuru, lan ansura, lam ansur. Okay, now say you will not know. Oh, it's like I got four new messages. Why isn't that scrolling? Yes, Sister Nadia. So now all of it is will not, will not, will not, will not. I'm not switching up the harfs because that's going to just make it a little bit too confusing. We've already got enough to handle. So this is lan and then you know. Okay, let's see the answer. Lan ta'lama. Lan ta'lama. Okay. Guys, make sure you're paying attention to which fi'l we're doing. Okay, so now we're going back to help. Next one, she will not help. Sister Samar, that's right. Sister Nadia, that's right. Oh, Sister Mahdi, I think that's just a little typo. Oh, yeah, Sister Maria, you're just missing your noon, but I didn't even notice. Okay, a couple more answers. Yes, Sister Maryam, that's right. All right. Lan tansura. I wonder if my husband's got the window open because I'm hearing myself. I think that it's going in through the bedroom window and coming in through the living room window because I'm hearing my voice circling around. It's so weird. It's going outside and coming indoors. I'm everywhere. Oh, believe me, I didn't turn on my camera earlier, but I'm like wearing hat, hijab, the whole shebang. So even though it's cold outside, I'm hot in here. Okay, the last two, he will not know, you all will not help. So the last one here, he will not know. And after that, we were going to do some more practice, but I think we're good for tonight. It's going to be in the notes, so if you want to look at it, I'm just going to show you quickly what we would have done afterwards. I didn't plan on doing it unless we had enough time, but I wasn't confident that we'd have enough time. So we were going to do... we were going to do the mafhum and sub majzum table with root fataha. And we would have used lam and lan as the huruf. So that's the only thing we would have done. But I think we've done a lot of work tonight. So he will not know. This is correct, Sister Maria. Sister Samar, can you spot your mistake? Okay, Sister Maryam. Can you spot the mistake? Sister Mahdia can... Oh, what's happening? My goodness. No. The mistake is in my head, guys. I think we better... Mashallah, we still have people. Minus one, I have to say, because my brain has checked out. Your answers are all fine. Okay, Sister Maria, like you're missing the fatha at the end, and I... still thought we were doing majzum. I'm seeing, why is everybody putting a fatha, an A at the end? If everybody's saying A at the end, maybe my mind is the one that's... Okay. You guys are right. The answer is, he will not know. No, lan ya'lama. Lan ya'lama. Good job, guys. And the... okay, I hope all 12 people are still awake. You all will not help. Is our last one for the evening. The morning people did not do you all, okay? They actually only did the hidden pronoun column. So you guys are getting the extra workout. We're having one from the Al-Af'al Al-Khamsa. Okay, Sister Maria? Look at the pronoun and the number because you've got it in third person dual. Brother Adi, look at the person. You're also looking at the third person. Okay, here's another mnemonic device. Close your ears if you don't want to hear it, if you think it's going to make you confused. Okay. Who knows the pronoun, the French pronoun for you? I'm a French speaking person. English is my second language. Okay, the pronoun for you in French. Actually, don't type it. You're typing Arabic pronouns. That's good enough. The pronoun for you is you singular, toi. Okay, when you want to say you, you say toi. C'est chez toi. It's at your home. Je le donne à toi. Or T-O-I, like this. Okay, toi. So if you can remember toi, like a lot of people do basic French, this is my trick to remember that the you's, right? Second person, toi, second person, they all start with a t sound. T sound, right? So anytime you have you, it's going to start with the t sound. Don't write any yes, don't write any, you know, zines, anything else. If it's toi, it's t. Okay? Oh, I'm trying to type and it's not working. Okay. In case anybody had listened to me and had plugged their ears in, I'm writing the message now that they can unplug their ears and listen again. Okay? So the answer that we're looking for is going to have which harf at the beginning? What's the harf that's going to come at the beginning of this box? All right. So that takes care of will not. All right. This part is done. Okay. So now our actor or guy who's doing it or people who are doing it is you all, right? That's our pronoun. So what's going to be the first letter of the fi'l? I'm seeing, yes, Sister Nadia, that's correct. The first letter of a fi'id is going to be Sister Madia, Sister Samar, Brother Ali. Okay. Second person, it's always going to be exactly. All right. So the first letter is going to be, I don't know if this is going to, ah! Oh my goodness. This is so embarrassing. Switch to Arabic. Okay, the LOLs are coming privately. I made a big show of it. Maybe this was all my plan. I'm seeing if you guys are like paying attention. I'm trying to switch to Arabic. What's happening? Okay, here. Everything's okay. Yes, there you go. Okay, so now that I've sprayed the computer keyboard, the rest of the word, we're doing nasara, so we're going to have our noon, our sad, and our ra. Okay, and then we've got our ending here. The noon is gone. The lan chased the noon away. The noon is gone. And our alif has come here to help it. So we've got lam tansuru, lan tansuru. So we got lan. We got our ta. We got our root letters, we've got our wow, the noon is gone, and we've got an alif al-waqaya. How many things is that to remember? Lan, ta, the root with the proper haraka, the proper harakat on it, and then the wow, the noon being gone, and the alif al-waqaya. I counted 6 things. This is some major multitasking, guys. So if you're able to come up with this answer, with the, as of tonight or with some more practice, this is excellent. And the really cool thing is that the Quran is absolutely jam-packed with these fi'ls, right? So our ability to open the mushaf and be able to recognize more and more of the text and understand, be that much closer to understanding what Allah is telling us, is just absolutely amazing. So do take some time this week to specifically open your mushaf and look for your fi'ls, look for your present tense of fa'al, right? Plural of fi'l. Look for your present tense of fa'al. Figure out if it's marfu, if it's mansur, figure out if it's majzoom. You're going to get a better chance to connect with the reason why we're doing all this, right? It's not for the sake of memorizing tables. It's not for the sake of that. It's for the sake of getting closer to Allah through understanding His message. And do make sure to practice, all right? Don't just limit it to your class time. Make sure that you do take some time outside of the lectures to, even if you read one table per day, ideally, you'll read the 3 forms, right? The 3 status of the table. Become more and more practice. Try and write them down. Writing is such a good way to remember, right? There's not just bloopers that help you remember these things. So I'm just going to wrap up with saying what's going to come on Monday, inshallah. We're going to do more of the, we're going to look at a lot of the Quran. A lot of more examples in the Quran, and we're going to practice jumla fi'liya with present tense verbs. So that's going to be very exciting, inshallah, for the inner grammar geek in us. And there's a question about the assignments for semester one. There's a message on WhatsApp if you didn't get a chance to see it yet. Those the marking, the grading is wrapped up. So now it's a question of processing all that data. And I'll be doing that this week, inshallah, and sending out results based on everybody who passed the course by submitting their assignment will get their completion certificate as well. So I'm also going to be working on that. Sorry, I've been very busy with the marking, so I'm a little bit tired out by now. So I'm sorry if I wasn't more on top of my game with making typos and things like that. I hope you guys had fun though. And I hope that, because again, that's why I'm here, to help spread the love of Arabic grammar for the sake of Allah. And if there's anybody who wants to stay back with some questions, you're welcome to do so. Otherwise, I will close for now. Jazakumullah khairan, everybody, for coming and for participating. You guys have been awesome. Let's see. Alhamdulillah, there's still nine of us. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزانا وإياك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.